Our guest on today's program of Morning Pro Musica, Elizabeth Parcells, accompanied by pianist James Wynn. I love the way it just floated up to the sea at the end of A Coup Bidon. Just right there. Nice. Thank you. Well, Jim has been an orchestra and an accompanist. This time we gave him a chance to be a pianist. Okay? You happy with that idea?
Yep.
From 1909 until 1937, Sergei Prokofiev wrote a series of 10 piano sonatas. The 10th actually left unfinished in 1937. We'll hear one of those, the third sonata, which was written in 1917, published as Opus 28, piano sonata number 3 of Sergei Prokofiev.
Thank you.
great, Jim. Thank you. Fine performance. That was the Sonata number 3 of Sergei Prokofiev, Opus 28, written in 1917, played by James Wynn. Last summer, we had a series of all of the Prokofiev piano music in order, in chronological order, on Morning Pro Musica. I'd often wondered why, since I'd heard a number of the sonatas, they didn't seem to be very popular, in that there were very few people who recorded them. It was kind of difficult to get a recording of the sonatas. You didn't see people playing them very often in concert. Then when we presented the series and I got to hear them all in order, along with some of the other Prokofiev piano music, I discovered why. Because they're just damn difficult to play.
Amen.
They require a pianist to have at least one extra finger on each hand, and at least one extra hand, and an ability to move it around the piano faster than people can normally move a hand. And I've heard the expression of work requiring a strong pianist, and certainly the Prokofiev piano sonatas require a pianist with considerable stamina just to keep up that pace and drive and try and maintain a little accuracy at the same time. That was a good performance.
Thank you.
Thank you.